Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And that was Patrick Mahomes. In a big upset last night, America. Haven't talked enough about this. It hasn't really been covered yet, but, you know, and get your news from the national football media. Sometimes they screw it up. I was shocked, based on everything I've heard about Patrick Mahomes going into Super Bowl 54 later on today, tonight. I was absolutely appalled that Patrick Mahomes did not go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame last night. I thought for sure, given everything that I've heard, that he would be part of this 2020 class with Troy Polamalu and Edgerrin James. I thought absolutely slam dunk David Baker would be knocking on Mahomes' door and he would make Mahomes the first active player to go into the Hall of Fame. Because that's the reverence, that is the aura, the mystique that is around Patrick Mahomes, and it's really been the biggest narrative, the biggest storyline going into today's game. And I'm excited to talk about it with you today, and I'm going to try to be as fair and balanced about it and objective as possible. And there's not a lot of that on Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes sounded like he might change his name to Patrick Goodell. When the commissioner of the NFL talked about him on Wednesday, he blushed. It's like he was talking about his wife or a family member. So that's where we're going to go to start today's show. I'm happy to have you on this Super Bowl Sunday. There's so many places on a day like this to get your Super Bowl fix, your pregame fix. And we will get rid of the BS, the fluff that surrounds this game. We're not going to talk about best commercials. We're not going to talk about the zaniness that surrounds Super Bowl 54. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes of it today on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the telephone number to get involved. 855-212-4227. My name is Andrew Filippone. I'm based out of Pittsburgh, a city that is no stranger to Super Bowls, with the Steelers having their six titles, and that's what the Niners are trying to match, get to six a little bit later on today. You can follow me at the Pony Express. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio. Steelers are a good segue. That's who I know. That's who I talk about. That's who I cover. Good segue into Mahomes, because Patrick Mahomes is trying to become the second youngest quarterback in NFL history to win the Super Bowl. He's 24 years old. When I was 24 years old, I was just breaking into this business. I'd just gotten hired. I was doing late night shows here in Pittsburgh, and I think that's typically where 24-year-olds are in their careers. They're entry-level jobs. They're getting your foot in the door jobs. Now, professional football is different. It's a young man's game for the most part, but here's Mahomes, one win away at 24 years old from amassing accolades and achievements that some great quarterbacks have never done. Dan Marino, Dan Fouts, guys who are in Warren Moon, Jim Kelly, guys who are in the Hall of Fame aren't able to say that they've won Super Bowls, won league MVPs, set passing records. A lot of these guys can't say that for a career. Patrick Mahomes is one win away from doing that before blowing out the candles on his 25th birthday. And I tied into the Steelers for this reason. The guy who has the record, the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl, is Ben Roethlisberger, who, just like Mahomes, okay, this is eerily similar, right? Ben Roethlisberger's first year as a starting quarterback, he knows nothing but success. The Steelers go 15-1. but they lose at home at Heinz Field in the AFC Championship game to the New England Patriots. And it's a humbling loss, and it's a motivating loss going into the next season. What did Patrick Mahomes do in his first year as a starter? Knew nothing but success until he got to the AFC Championship game, where he lost at home in overtime to the New England Patriots. A humbling loss, a motivating loss that Mahomes took in to 2019. If the analogy plays out all the way, if the comparisons between the two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, or soon-to-be Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Roethlisberger and Mahomes, are accurate. After losing to New England, Ben Roethlisberger came back the next year, 05, had a great playoff, beat Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, got to the Super Bowl. The Steelers won, but if you are a Super Bowl historian, if you got a good memory for these kind of things, you know what happened to Ben in that game. He was bad. 23 years old, the lights, the buildup, the stage were too big for him. 9 of 21 with two interceptions against the Seahawks. It's the worst game by a winning quarterback in Super Bowl history, statistically. Roethlisberger had 7 touchdowns and 1 interception in the playoffs going into that game. And the Steelers won, but not because of the way the quarterback played. Now, if that happens today, if Patrick Mahomes is bad, I don't see any way the Chiefs can win. But what the national football media has told you for the last 2 weeks is that Patrick Mahomes is incapable of having that kind of game. That he's perfect. That he's flawless. That he's everything that's great about the NFL. He's the face of the league. This is a torch-passing game, where Patrick Mahomes is going to win the Super Bowl, he's going to be the Super Bowl MVP, and he's going to be the face of the NFL, the best player in the NFL for decades. And this will be the moment where that transition officially happens. Tom Brady's on his way out of New England. In perfect timing, Patrick Mahomes is ready to take his place and be the best quarterback and be the face of the NFL moving forward. That's what would happen if the game were a movie. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. If there were Hollywood scriptwriters who were trying to finish the film and write the perfect ending, it would be that. Mahomes wins. They carry him off the field. He's the MVP. He's awesome. But sports are a reality show. It's real life. It doesn't always go that way. And I am tired. I'm fatigued by the rhetoric and the commentary that has hovered around this game the last 2 weeks, that there's no stopping Patrick Mahomes. As if he's superhuman. As if he's the son of the football gods. 13 touchdowns, no interceptions in the playoffs in his career. He makes it look easy. He makes it look like a video game. I've heard that a million times. But if there was ever a team that was going to slow him down, that was going to stop him, that was going to produce a bad Patrick Mahomes team, America, it's the San Francisco 49ers. They are the team that is uniquely equipped to slow down Patrick Mahomes today. They have the number one pass defense in the NFL. They have an intimidating, overpowering front four. With Armstead and Bosa, they have bookends that create pressure and sack the quarterback. They have one of the best corners in the NFL. They got one of their best linebackers healthy in time for this game. San Francisco has forced a takeaway in every single game. Now, maybe you're thinking that even a great defense can't stop Mahomes. You're conditioned to think that way because you're programmed to think that way because that's all you've heard this week. He can't be stopped. He can't be slowed down. Hypothetically speaking, Let's say Mahomes has a big game. Doesn't mean the 49ers are screwed. They've allowed 200-300-yard passers all year. Two in 18 games. Their record in those games, 2-0. The Saints scored 46 points on the San Francisco defense. The 49ers still won the game. Jared Goff threw for 300, scored 31 points against this defense. The 49ers still won the game. They are the more complete team. And did I miss something this week? When did the NFL become one-on-one? When did the NFL turn into a street ball, Rucker Park, you know, first to 11 game, winner keeps the ball, one-on-one game between quarterbacks? When did that happen? Because that's what it sounds like. I understand that a lot of people in my shoes, with my microphone, let's make it lowest common denominator. All fans want to hear is about the quarterbacks. So let's make the game out to be Mahomes versus Garoppolo. It is not. It is the 49ers against the Chiefs, and the 49ers have the better team. Patrick Mahomes is a wonderful quarterback. I would bet a lot of money that he ends up in the Hall of Fame. I think he could win a Super Bowl. But I don't think it's a given. Dan Marino in 1984 looked like he was the greatest thing to ever happen to pro football. He was in his second year. He shattered passing records. He got the Miami Dolphins to the Super Bowl. They lost to who? The San Francisco 49ers. Marino never got back. Now, I'm not predicting that for Mahomes, but all I'm saying is this isn't a fairy tale. This isn't a motion picture. It's not a Disney movie. And I'm just so sick of hearing that Mahomes can't do any wrong, that there's no defense, there's no scheme, there's no that defensive coordinators and defensive players basically should just, you know, concede the game. And I want to know if you agree with me or not. Because the national football media wants you to think that Patrick Mahomes is incapable of having a bad game. And I think he could have a bad game tonight because of the team he's playing. And if there was ever a time for Mahomes to look mortal, or to look average, or to look less than perfect, it would be in the biggest game. We don't know nerves, butterflies. We have no clue how Mahomes is going to react in this moment. None. He's never played in a Super Bowl. He never played in a big college game. So all I'm saying is, don't get brainwashed by it. It's not a foregone conclusion that Mahomes is going to be great because he's been outstanding in every game leading up to this point. He gets the stiffest test of his career on the biggest stage. And I want to know if you agree or disagree with me. Do you believe, like the national football media who have told you for 2 weeks, that Patrick Mahomes is perfect, he's incapable of having a bad game, and Patrick Mahomes will be the reason why the Chiefs win their second Super Bowl tonight? Are you drinking the Mahomes Kool-Aid that he can't do any wrong and there's no defense you can throw at this guy and there's no chance he's going to have a bad game? Because that's what a lot of people have been telling us this week. And I want to know if you're falling for it or not. What are you expecting from Patrick Mahomes? Do you think there's any way he's bad? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227 is the telephone number. You want to tweet me, you can, at the Pony Express. That's the name of the show. I try to keep it real here. I try to sort through some of the fluff and crap that's out there during the 2 weeks and get right to the point. I think Mahomes is great, but I think we've gone way overboard in already crowning him the greatest player, a guy that's broken the quarterback code and can never have a bad game. And if there was ever a time for him to have a big game, bad game, it would be against this team, the 49ers defense, in this spot, the Super Bowl. And I want to know if you agree or disagree with me. 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. Our Super Bowl Sunday edition of the Pony Express rolls on next.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
And we're coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button and get mortgage. Don't get me wrong. Patrick Mahomes is a transcendent quarterback with a skill set that is unparalleled. He's a newer version of Aaron Rodgers. In some of the breathtaking throws that Rodgers could make early in his career, we now see Mahomes do that and then some. But one of the things that I try to do in this business is, you know, sort through some of the extreme opinions that are out there. And what I find we do a lot in this business is we love to build people up and put athletes on a pedestal faster than we should. We accelerate their growth process all the time. And once we do that, well, then eventually we're going to tear them down. And that's the nature of sports radio in a lot of ways. And a lot of the debate shows that happen, that's what we see. And it's far from the truth. It's inaccurate. And it bugs me. And a lot of those people that, you know, conduct themselves that way make a lot of money. So maybe they're smart and I'm stupid. Who knows? It's so superficial to condense Super Bowl 54 down to, well, the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, the 49ers don't, therefore Kansas City's going to win the game. It's that easy. Mahomes can't be stopped. If there was ever a team that was going to at least make Mahomes look decent, not great, it's this Niners team. But you don't hear a lot of that because we're quick to crown, we're quick to make Mahomes out to be like larger than life. He's great. But we've already awarded him things and given him labels without earning it. And you earn those things when you win a championship. And this is going to be Mahomes' stiffest test on the biggest stage, I believe. But a lot of my peers think Mahomes is perfect and incapable of having a bad game. What do you expect from Mahomes today? Could you see him struggling? 855-212-4227. That number sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. I'm Andrew Filippone. This is CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206, streaming at cbssportsradio.com. On your phone, when you download the radio.com app and go to CBS Sports Radio. Here's Kim in Arizona on the Pony Express. Hi, Kim.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Anytime.
So first off, I would like to agree. I've been listening on the phone. And once you get on that pedestal, there's only one way to go, and that's down. So they're just going to critique everything Patrick Mahomes is doing because they're just raising him up. So there's only down. I'm a Chiefs fan, so I do agree that Patrick Mahomes is our special puzzle piece. But I do agree with you as well that it's not a one-on-one. It's not quarterback on quarterback. It's a whole team, and he is that puzzle piece that just fit perfectly with our offensive line with Travis Kelce, Andy Reid. It's just that connection. And so it's not just Patrick Mahomes that's going to get this win. It's the whole team as well. I feel like they need to take back and stop talking about Patrick Mahomes and talk about that huge connection as a team and talk about that coach, Andy Reid, who deserves this Super Bowl.
All right, Kim. Thank you. if you believe that football is won in the trenches, and there are a lot of old school football traditionalists who believe that, that that's where the game starts, that's where the play starts, that's where the game is decided. Well, then, if you believe that, then you probably think San Francisco is going to win the game, because I don't think the Chiefs' offensive line can handle the 49ers' front. I don't see it. Lamont's in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Lamont.
What's going on? I agree with everything you're saying. I'm just calling to weigh in. I'm a diehard 49ers fan.
Okay.
They put the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback on a pedestal before he even actually played a game. It's been 50 years since this team been there. We as a 49ers fan, we out there in 2012 and ended up losing by 3, 34, 31, something like that. I can't remember, but we got in 2012. Mm-hmm. Also, last year we just went to 4-2-14 season last year, and we went out and we spent some money to try to turn the squad around, which we did on this year. My question is to you: games are winning. They haven't played nobody yet. They played some decent teams, but they're trying to make them better than what they are. We at the 49ers, we went out and spent money to try to – we prepare for a whole team. We just don't prepare for a quarterback. We prepare for the whole team, and that's what it's going to take for us to win this championship tonight.
Right, and thank you. I mean, Mahomes is not the first great young quarterback we've ever seen. Okay, let's get that out there for starters. You know, it took Peyton Manning – he broke into the league in 98, 99, and he didn't win a Super Bowl until 2006. All right, so there was adversity there. Great offense, Hall of Famers around him on offense now, Edgar and James, Marvin Harrison, maybe Reggie Wayne someday, and it took them years, right? It wasn't just linear. Well, you lose an AFC Championship game, you'll win the Super Bowl the next year, and too many people are jumping to conclusions on Kansas City that way. You know, the Dolphins, going back to the Marino reference, when he went and lost to San Francisco in his second year and never went back, you know, don't tell me that Mahomes physically, what he's able to do, that he is like better than Marino. I think, you know, that would be blasphemy. Marino could do everything. Anybody that watched him in his prime could tell you he could make every throw. Aesthetically, he might have been the greatest quarterback of all time, just to watch him. And he had a great coach, just like Mahomes has. Marino had Don Shula, the all-time winningest coach. Mahomes has Andy Reid, who always delivers a winning season. He always puts a good product out there. And Marino's Dolphins never won. So it's not just, you know, just elementary here and just so easy that, well, the Chiefs have the better quarterback, no one can stop Mahomes, therefore they're going to win the Super Bowl today. And that's what I keep saying. And I want to hear from America today, because I want to know if you've been brainwashed by that. Have you gotten drunk on the Kool-Aid from the national football media the last 2 weeks that Mahomes can do no wrong? And that you expect him against the number one pass defense in the NFL to put up huge numbers again today. Without an interception, without adversity, without a bump in the road. Or do you think Mahomes finally has met his match here? A great defense that is going to make things hard on him. Quite possibly, as a young quarterback, maybe the stage is a little bit too big for him too. That's possible. Although it doesn't seem like enough people are willing to say it. I am. Do you think it's a remote possibility that Patrick Mahomes will struggle today? If defense wins championships, then why aren't people saying, why am I in the minority thinking that the 49ers will slow Mahomes down? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. If you'd rather tweet me your thoughts, it's at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. We're on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. Also, some you know, the other quarterback, Garoppolo, and the way people have disparaged him, I want to get into that later. And this breaking news story on what the Patriots are willing to do to keep Tom Brady around. That's still on the way.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
Today's the Montana Bowl, Chiefs and 49ers, and all kinds of discussion about Tom Brady following his hero as a young youngster growing up in Northern California. He wanted to be Montana. He went to 49ers games. Didn't end well for Montana in San Francisco because Steve Young was waiting in the wings. Well, the Patriots don't have that guy. And maybe that's why there's some credence to this report about New England showing the willingness here to up the ante and give Brady financially what he wants. We'll get to that a little bit later on. I'm here until 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific on CBS Sports Radio this Super Bowl Sunday. Andrew Filippone out of Pittsburgh, local affiliate 93.7 The Fan. I do afternoons there. You can listen to stations like that across the CBS Sports Radio network and the network itself by downloading the radio.com app today and streaming us there on your iPhone, Android, tablet, whatever it is. You can listen wherever you are, whenever you want, by downloading CBS, by downloading the app and listening to CBS Sports Radio. Guys, I'm not predicting that Mahomes is going to suck today. I'm getting some of that reaction on Twitter. All I'm saying is I don't think he's going to be, you know, God's gift to football against this 49ers defense. I do think the 49ers and the Super Bowl are, you know, a totally different experience and obstacle for Mahomes. I don't think he's just going to reinvent football to the point where he's unstoppable in every game he plays in and nobody has an answer and he's always perfect and he's indomitable. And like, let's not forget, he is human. He's had a couple of injuries. Not every one of his games have been for 300 yards. Mahomes went to New England in December and the Chiefs beat the Patriots in large part because of bad officiating. The Chiefs scored 23 points. Not every game is an Arena Football League score or a Big 12 score with Mahomes. And if there's a defense that's going to give him a hard time, it's this one. But the national football media has basically reduced this game down to one player. The 49ers don't have Patrick Mahomes, so they're going to lose. That's the extent of most of the commentary I've heard. Sure, some people are picking the 49ers, but when they pick the 49ers, it's almost like, well, you know, Mahomes is going to go off, but if that happens, you know, Garoppolo did win a shootout against Breeze, so he can win a shootout against Mahomes. That's what I've heard. I think Mahomes could have a bad game. I could see him throwing multiple interceptions. It's not out of the question. Because this is a totally new experience for him, and you never know how players are going to react to that. 855-212-4CBS. Have you been brainwashed by the national football media? Do you think that Patrick Mahomes is the perfect quarterback who's incapable of having a bad game? In every game Mahomes has had this year where he struggled, there's been an injury excuse given. Oh, well, his hand, he hurt his hand in the Colts game that they lost. You know, he had the kneecap injury. He wasn't mobile against the Titans. That's why they lost that game earlier in the year. No one believes that he can, at full strength, at full health, just have a bad game. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I'm Andrew Filippone. Here is Richard in New Orleans on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Richard.
All right. So I agree with you. It's not binary. It's not as Mahomes or nothing. But until this morning, I was thinking, yeah, big defense on San Francisco. You can't stop their run. They got the slight edge. They're going to win. But after listening to the DA show and you, I was thinking to myself, wait a second. Drew Brees and the Saints, 46 points on the San Francisco defense. Mm-hmm. And if they did it, certainly Mahomes and the Chiefs can do it as well. And the flip side of that is, if Mahomes and the Chiefs do run up the score, then Garoppolo's not going to be able to rely on the run game. You can't score that many points with a slow grind-out run game. And the thing is, the Saints did not have the Honey Badger and Richard Sherman, and the Chiefs do. So
now Sherman plays for the 49ers.
So there you go. You fixed me on that. Okay, but still, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Mahomes and the Chiefs can do it if Brees and the Saints could do it.
Well, Brees and the Saints lost that game.
I know, but they scored points.
Sure, but they lost. Right?
Yeah, but all I'm saying is it's not going to be a 28-25 point game.
Why not?
Because Mahomes and the Chiefs can score points. And that defense of the 49ers is not.
Well, so can Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a top five quarterback. What did he do in two games against San Francisco?
Aaron Rodgers is currently not playing at the level of Mahomes.
Okay, how about Lamar Jackson? He won the MVP award this year. They scored 20 points against San Francisco.
Just saying, it's possible. Breezing his
right. Day. Okay. Thank you. I know it's possible. I know that the 49ers defense, for as good as it's been all year, the number two defense and the number one pass defense, they have not. See, I actually love that point for this reason. If a great San Francisco defense can have a bad game, then a great quarterback can have a bad game. And here is the difference for me. The 49ers are a complete enough football team where if their defense lets them down, their offense can pick them up. The 49ers offense averaged 30 points a game this year, second in the league. If Mahomes has a so-so game, how do the Chiefs win? How do the 49ers lose? 855-212-4CBS. Here's Elvis in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Elvis. Here's Mark in Detroit. Hi, Mark.
Mark, hey, how you doing, buddy? It's good.
Hey, man.
You took my call. Appreciate it, Andrew.
Yep.
God bless America. God bless the Super Bowl. I'll tell you, no other place in the world do we have such a great day. It's just been waiting for this for all year.
Amen.
I think the Chiefs are going to win.
Okay.
Yeah, being a lifelong Detroit fan, which is embarrassing to say, you're not kidding, buddy. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. And, you know, when you line up everything, there's no question San Francisco is better. In every aspect of the game, coaching especially. But there are times when I look back at games and I ask myself, how in the hell did that team beat that other team? And one of the things, and this is just because I'm a Patriot, I feel because kneeling for the national anthem started with San Francisco and they allowed that to occur, that by the grace of God, he is going to get that game to Kansas City. Now, it may sound far-fetched. It may sound out there. But sometimes when you look at stats and you look at everything else under the book, and the countless fans that left being fans because of that incident, and which still occurs today, I myself left, too.
Yeah.
And I
Mark, let me ask you a question. Do you think God would want Tyreek Hill to win the Super Bowl?
No, of course not. But I think God is offended by the fact that a political statement was made during
okay.
a time.
That, thank you, Mark. I mean, we're all entitled to our own beliefs. I would prefer to not make this show about a quarterback that used to play for the 49ers who hasn't been in the NFL for 3 years. And if that's why you're rooting for the Chiefs, well then, that's your prerogative. But it's not as if the Chiefs are the good guys and the 49ers are the bad guys, because Tyreek Hill is going to suit up for Kansas City today. But I respect your call, and I do respect your opinions, and I appreciate you listening. Here's Dave in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, Jack?
Hey, man.
Hey, I would look at this thing like this. They're going to be throwing kitchen sinks at each other. And whoever has the last kitchen sink wins the game.
Okay, I got to let you go because you're cutting in and out there. I think you said whoever has the ball last. All right. Everett's in Virginia. Hi, Everett. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm like the young lady that called in early.
Okay.
You know, I think it is possible that Mahomes can have a bad game. I've seen him have a bad game because I'm an advocate Chiefs fan. However, mm-hmm. he does have the pieces around him to help pull it out. And that I do know.
So you think if the Chiefs have to run the ball and play defense to win, they can do that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No question. I mean, they had to play defense last week to shut down a runner. And they did it.
Well, I would disagree with that. Thanks for listening. I don't think the Chiefs defense shut down Derrick Henry. I think the Chiefs offense shut down Derrick Henry. More than anything. And the Chiefs defense was good against Henry, but they didn't get the full Henry experience. They got about half of it because the Chiefs offense was so spectacular that Tennessee had to go away from Derrick Henry in the second half. Henry had 3 second half carries. And Derrick Henry is a running back that gets better as the game goes on. Because he's so big and so physical, he tends to win the war of attrition. Well, you can't do that when you leave him on the sideline or don't want to utilize him. And that's 3 second half carries is nothing. And the Titans didn't stop going to Henry because they felt like it was going to produce negative plays or it wasn't going to work. They were in a battle against the clock. They were playing the scoreboard because Kansas City was scoring points. That touchdown run Mahomes made at the end of the first half in the AFC Championship game put that game away because Tennessee was forced to play catch-up. They were forced to pass the ball more than they wanted, and they're not comfortable doing that. And many are saying the same things about San Francisco. Well, if you make them throw the ball, they won't win today. I'll tell you how I feel about that coming up next. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.